shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians, called to a higher level of understanding, will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
My name is Buddy Tucker, and I will be your host for tonight's live Kingdom Concepts broadcast. If you would like to call in on the program tonight and use the new toll-free number, 888-656-4115. In case you didn't get to write it down, I'll repeat it in a few moments. This and all of the weekly broadcasts are available for re-listening by typing kingidentity.com/radioarchives/, or you may write for CDs of the programs at Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, which is the same address that was given at the beginning of the broadcast and will also be given again at the end of the broadcast. Tonight's broadcast can be heard on shortwave and live streaming at WWCR 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz shortwave, and online at wwcr.com/listen.html on transmitter 3 or 4. Also on WBCQ 7.490 megahertz shortwave and online at splatterbox.us 7415/listen.pls. And you can listen from our Kingdom Concepts studio by going online to kingidentity.com/radio.html. Let me remind you again that all previous Kingdom Concepts and Herald of Truth programs can be listened to or downloaded at kingidentity.com/radioarchives/. Remember that for CDs of the broadcast, plus the best in books, tapes, and videos, and the AIT Bible Study Course, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. Don't forget to visit Kingdom Identity Ministries' website at kingidentity.com. Again, my name is Buddy Tucker, and I'm hosting the broadcast tonight for Mike Alamore, who is very ill in the VA hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas, and needs your prayers and support. In the name of the Father, Yahweh, I pray that Mike be endued with power and return to his mission at Kingdom Identity Ministries. Needless to say, that Kingdom Identity Ministries is in need of a dedicated person to come and help Mike carry on this work. If the Spirit of the Father Yahweh is moving upon you about this, then either write Mike at Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, or call at 870-741-1119 and leave a message. This ministry needs someone dedicated enough to come and help carry on the work that Mike has given all his efforts to build. May Yahweh the Father send such a one to become the future torchbearer. Through your support, donations, and Mike's devoted efforts, this is the 20th year of Kingdom Identity's radio broadcast. I met Mike in 1976. And know him to be a tireless laborer for the kingdom of God. This is not just my opinion, but others have entrusted him to carry on the ministry of such greats as Dr. Wesley A. Swift and Bertrand L. Comperay. It was also chosen to continue the educational program of the American Institute of Theology, AIT. Please pray for the recovery of this warrior of faith, the continued blessings of his ministry, and that Yahweh will touch the person that will step up to assist Mike in carrying on such a vital force as Kingdom Identity Ministries. Write or call Mike as he walks through this valley of the shadow of death. Mike wanted me to let you know that Kingdom Identity Ministries has the Strong's new exhaustive concordance, which is unique because it has the original text in a large type and many study aids. It retails for $35, but can be obtained for a $25 donation when ordered from Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 7602. Tonight is a live broadcast, and you can call in on a toll-free number at 888-656-4115. If you want to call in, then write this number down, 888-656-4115. I'll repeat it since this is a new toll-free number. Okay, ready? 888-656-4115. I am thankful that I am able to help Mike by being the guest host of this Live Kingdom Concepts broadcast. And I'm very appreciative that Frank Crawford has taken the time to be my guest tonight. Frank is a spirit-powered man who has walked with Yahweh God throughout his many years in the ministry. Frank was raised a Southern Baptist, as I myself was. He had great plans for a lucrative future in broadcasting, but God touched him and changed all that. After being faithful to Yahweh's calling him into the ministry, God began to open up his word to him and showed Frank who he was. It is with great rejoicing in the spirit that I now introduce my guest tonight, Frank Crawford, a man who walks with Yahweh God. Frank, welcome to the program.
Thank you, buddy. My, my, what a night we are called together in. And one of the first things I would like to say, may God bless Mike Hallamore, and God bless you as you work with him. May he bless both of your families and your friends. And we have known Mike several years and appreciate him and have kept in touch with him. And so we just heard tonight for the first time which hospital he's in. And that's the VA. And I've had dealings with the VA here since I'm a discharged veteran of World War II. Discharged disabled, but somehow they never were able to compensate me anyway. But that's all right. I'm not trusting any federal government agency for survival equipment of any kind. Now, at the beginning, I would like, and by the way, buddy, when I called today, tell your daughter, when she answered the phone, she sounded like a cheerful and overcoming person. She just had that tone in her voice, like she's an overcomer, and I like that word, overcomers. There's a lot to be overcome in some of the poor translations of the scriptures and in some of the denominations. I tell you, the latest survey I've heard is 30,000 denominations in America. But I'll tell you, the scripture says there's one God, one Father, one baptism, one body of believers, and many are discovering they want to be a part of that one body. And the head of this body is our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, I would like to begin here tonight with a key word relating to the covenant. And I'm going to, first of all, read this verse of Scripture. And I will establish this my covenant with thee and the seed after thee throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant. And be thy God and the God of thy seed after thee. Genesis 17:7. And just a moment on the word everlasting. I checked the word out in the Greek and the Hebrew. And here's what the scholars declare. They believe that this word, everlasting, is the strongest word in the Hebrew language. And also the Greek form is the strongest word in the Greek language. And here are some of the facets of meaning. It refers to everlasting. It refers to without beginning or end. It means eternal. It's also, and this phrase is one of the best, the eternal bond which holds the whole creation of God together. What a mouthful of definition. The word everlasting is used probably 300 or more times. And it's used with the word righteousness, righteousness, everlasting dominion, everlasting kingdom, everlasting covenant. And I've never found in the Word of God where He established a kingdom or any covenant that was not everlasting. He does not do temporary things. And some scholars feel that these two words are very, very valuable to us understanding the Scriptures. Then he says, "For I will establish this my covenant with thee and thy seed after thee throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be thy God and the God of thy seed after thee." That's a repeat of the first verse I read. Now, then he, just remember, Abraham was rescued, that's a key word I like to use, from those multitudes around in Ur of the Chaldees a long time ago. And later on, the National Geographic paper or magazine built a movie on the rescue of Abraham and his trek northward and then back down into what some call the Holy Land. And they did a complete movie on it, and probably quite long, and I don't remember. I saw it in a church or a theater or a TV, one or the other. And here's what he said to Abraham later. Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, to be his God and the God of his seed after him, in Genesis 17:19. I tell you, and this is some other verses here will be used, he believed that this race of people should be separate from all other people on the face of the earth. That word separation and separate and different forms of it in the noun and the verb and others, it appears many times in the Scriptures. And it says, how shall it be known? Here in Exodus 33:16, how shall it be known that I and thy people, talking to the Lord Yahweh, have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in this manner that thou goest with us? Will that we be the confirming thing that we are your people, is that you will go with us wherever we go? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, Yahweh, from all the people that are up on the face of the earth. And back in days of the 60s, there was a judge in the Mississippi Supreme Court named Tom Brady. And when the Supreme, I call it the Unsupreme Court, when they ruled to integrate the black and white schools, Tom Brady, as a result of that, wrote a book entitled Black Monday. That ruling was on Monday, March 17th, 1954. And I was able recently having lunch for 4 hours with his son, Tom Jr., and his lovely wife, Rebecca, and I was able to get a copy of it from them. And does he evermore declare the truth of God against the mixture? And later on, he called and had me come to his office in the state capitol, and there he said, me seated across his desk and tears flowing down both his cheeks, he told me how God had visited him in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and said, he sat in the chair you're seated in now, and my weeping came along with him. And I had just prayed on my knees. He said, oh God, please save our democracy. And said, the Holy Spirit slew me here in my office. I couldn't move a muscle for 20 minutes. Then he said, I whispered and asked the Lord what I did to grieve the Spirit. And he said, Jesus appeared right where you're seated. And he said, this is not the way I taught you to pray. I taught you to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And he said, my kingdom is not a democracy. And he said, democracy will now pass away because it's the voice of the people. It is totally human government. And he said, it will pass away to make room for the coming of my righteous kingdom and my righteous government. Hallelujah, forevermore. So what a day we're living in. Some bad things have happened in the last 4 years, and I will just touch on those before we get to some marvelous good things here in the later part of this message. He said back there 4 years ago, the Democratic, some folks call it the Democratic Party, they put a man in the White House that is a mongrel, and many medical doctors are passing a photostatic copy around of his birth recording in Mombasa, Kenya, and showing even his baby footprint as to where he was born. And so when they did this, I'd like to mention right here the scripture. You know, many scriptures, but many of them are direct commandments of God. And in Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter and the 15th verse, watch this commandment. Thou shalt surely set or choose as chief over thee him whom the Lord thy God shall choose. Thou shalt appoint one of thy brethren, chief over thee. Thou shalt not be at liberty to set a stranger over thee because he is not thy brother. Now, that's the commandment. And we're to harmonize with his commands and receive his blessing. But if we go against him, we receive his curse. And the word stranger there means of another race. And look how the choice of this thing in the White House has come directly against this commandment of our God. My, what a day we're living in. Yeah. And so here we go, and it's filtering down already. Following that, here in about three quarters of his 4 years, the Southern Baptist Convention gathered for their national affair, 16 million people, in Sin City, New Orleans. And they chose following suit like the man in the White House, and they chose an African pastor in Louisiana to be president of the convention. They, too, violated this scripture.
Yeah.
And then after that, in Lake Junaluska, North Carolina this year, the United Methodist Church had their national gathering, and they appointed an African to be over the entire state of Mississippi in the United Methodist Church. You know, we see when a little poison gets in the lump, it's going to keep spreading like leaven. But I'll tell you, he that watches over Israel never, never slumbers nor sleeps. He is not on vacation, like the false prophets were accused concerning their God by Elijah. And he is not preoccupied, but what he is watching over Israel day and night. And we're in the time now, multitudes are beginning to hear who Israel really is. Just a short time before Dr. D. James Kennedy, I've been in his church, and he had the Reclaim America for Christ conferences once every year. And I've been there, another brother from my town, we went down together. And a short time before he passed away, I usually heard him every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock out of Jackson, Mississippi. And here's what he swung his arm out over the lectern, the speaker's lectern. And he said, I want to declare that the Christian nations of Europe and Australia and New Zealand and Canada and the United States are the scattered tribes of Israel. Oh. My, what a declaration he thundered. And I'll guarantee you it was anointed. And Amen. So there it came out of that man, and he broke away from the liberal Presbyterians years ago in Jackson, Mississippi, along with Dr. John Reed Miller, and they broke away and formed a new conservative group and called PCA. And so what a testimony is coming forth as to who Israel is. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice herein.
Yeah.
All right. And here's another word from the scripture. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, other races, and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. That's in Nehemiah, the 9th chapter. And now, if anyone wants to know what's wrong with interracial marriage, they need to read the book of Nehemiah and the book of Ezra. And when they return from 70 years Babylonian captivity, and two generations of them had gotten Babylonian wives and had mongrel children, and they rebuilt the temple, and the Shekinah glory would not appear for the dedication. Ezra went and sat in a bed of ashes from sun up till sundown, praying and asking Yahweh, what is wrong in our camp that your Shekinah glory is not here for the dedication? And the Lord told him, go tell your men to send their Babylonian wives and their Mongol kids back to Babylon, and my glory shall return. When he told them this news that God gave him, it says they told him it would take a few days, and he gave them 3 days. They returned and struck hands with him, and that's probably where our handshake originated. And they said they would do it, and the glory of God came in the temple. Hallelujah, what a time we are in.
Yeah.
And the mixture, I had a call the other day from a pastor and his wife up in North Carolina, and they were weeping on two different phones, for they had a close relative, young lady that was shacked up with the wrong race, and it was tearing their soul apart.
Amen.
So we had prayer together for God to intervene. My, what a day we've come to.
Frank, we've got a caller on the line. Clayton?
Praise Yahweh, brothers. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. I just have some questions about the nigger in the White House. And what I've heard is that he actually, on his mother's side, who is white, he has Jewish blood. Is that correct?
Yes, is a Jew.
I've heard that.
His mother was a Jew.
A racial Jew?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. But now there's people in the Patriot movement now that are putting out disinformation about Barack and his mother and father. Now they're trying to say that his father was some guy named Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and that he was born in Hawaii. And they're basically putting out
this. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. He's a mongrel. And as Frank pointed out, you know, Deuteronomy, the Word of God says you're not allowed to put any other race over you.
Right.
And it's a direct violation of God's Word.
You're right.
And that's the time we're living in today, is everything is in direct violation.
I think it's important that people know the truth, and the truth is that he was born in Mombasa, Kenya. He was not born in Hawaii.
That's what Frank had said earlier.
But I don't know why this information coming out, and it's really bothersome, because what was happening is that Barack Obama was getting close to where he was going to have to go to court over this issue of where he was born. Then all of a sudden, this different story comes out, and then all of a sudden, now everybody just kind of lets it go. But like you say, it really doesn't matter.
It's all a Jew deal. It's all a Jew deal. These Antichrist Jews, these seed of the serpent, they pervert all truth. And they are achieving their goal by putting this whatnot over us. And our people are accepting it because they are blind and have no spirit. And Frank was going to talk about this everlasting covenant that pertains to his people, Israel. And Clayton, I want to thank you for calling in tonight.
Medical doctors are passing around not a fake birth certificate. They're passing around a photostatic copy of the birth record book in Mombasa, Kenya. And it's got Obama's baby footprint there, and tells his length and his breadth from shoulder to shoulder, and lists his mom and dad's names and the doctor that was involved. That's all in that copy of the birth record. He has the social security number of a dead man.
Yeah.
If he was born over here, he'd have his own number.
Frank, isn't all this just the state of our people because they will not honor God? And yet, no matter how hellish it gets, he did make an everlasting covenant with us, his people Israel.
He sure did, and it'll never be broken. And listen, there's so many ways that identify who Israel is. The word Israel, I forget it many, many times in the Old Testament and New. So, for instance, the white race, especially the Israel race, are called by two designations, Caucasian and also, not just Caucasian, but Anglo-Saxon. Caucasian became one of our names when our forefathers migrated out of Assyria toward the British Isles, and they camped probably three or four generations there at the south end of the Caucasus Mountains. And that's where they came to be known as Caucasian. Then the word Anglo-Saxon, Saxon is a contraction of two words, Isaac's sons. And so the word Saxon identifies us as sons of Isaac. And then a friend of mine right in Arkansas, not far from where Mike lives, he was on a mission trip to Sweden and Denmark and all up in there. And he showed me his passport where they stamped it with red ink. They stamped the letters, the name of the country, Denmark, with red letters half inch high in two words, Dan's Mark. They identify themselves right there on the passport as being from the tribe of Dan.
I was raised in a Southern Baptist background. And God showed me who we were from a verse of Scripture, and it was Romans 11:26. What was it that God did that began to open your eyes as to who we are?
I was converted, having put a radio station on the air and working in three positions in it. Converted in 1950, Grenada, Mississippi, halfway between Jackson and Memphis. Then that was a very dramatic conversion. And then a few months later, a man was there, was a Broadway singer, lost his voice for 6 months because he wasn't in God's calling. Then when he surrendered to the ministry, God healed his voice instantly. And he was holding the meeting. And in that meeting was where I was converted. And then later from about 52 on for about 5 years, ministering in Baptist churches, and then I chartered a new one in an area of Starkville, Mississippi, home of Mississippi State University. Wife worked at the university. Started a new group there. Then in the prayer room one day, a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit came up on me and froze every muscle in my body. And that's like a great river out of the throne room of Zion broke loose and began to reveal to me that I was an Israelite. And then he gave me a flashback to age 5, playing in the broom straw while my dad plowed a mule named Matt right close by. And white fleecy spots of clouds above, and my attention was drawn, age 5 now, to one spot of white cloud, and it had one word written on it, the word marriage. And what would marriage mean to a 5-year-old? It stayed in my brain all those years, and when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came, then he flashed me back to that and said, I was letting you know at those young years, you are predestined to be involved in my remarriage to my divorced wife, Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of Truth revealed it. I didn't hear it from British Israelism or any other source. Didn't read it anywhere. Praise God. That's the best source you can find, I think, the Holy Spirit of Truth.
Right.
Amen. Still there?
I was on my knees praying and reading the scripture and preparing for a sermon, and God revealed to me from Romans 11:26, where he says, and so all Israel shall be saved. Right then, the Holy Spirit began to work on me and reveal to me that the Jews were not Israel, that we, the Adamic white race, was.
Right. Paul Harvest said 1 week before he died, I heard him. I've heard him for 50 years. He said, he quite often warned the church of bad things coming. And he said very clearly, and I wrote it down in my journal, word for word. He said, the Jews have bought every Bible publishing company in the world. And he's warning of the church, watch out for what's coming.
Right.
So by later translations, they'll start trying to slowly, I guess, integrate Christianity with Islam or whatever they choose.
Right. It's just another assault by the synagogue of Satan, this seed of the serpent, upon God's chosen Israel, white, Western people, to destroy them through their lack of knowledge of who their God, Yahweh, is and who they are as the race of his family in the earth. And that's why I was thrilled about the everlasting covenant.
Yep, it is everlasting. He's not going to change his mind. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Hallelujah. And listen, here we might have a little more discussion directly, if you want to, all you want to. And I'm going to read a positive word. I'm going to read a romantic word in a few minutes, in at least two passages, or so many of them. where God is romancing his wife Israel. He is comforting her. He is telling her her shame, her season of shame was very short, and it's now going away forever. Hallelujah. What a time we're living in to see the King of Kings. And these folks that think they can be, think that political, that's a Greek word, politikos, and it means the rule of tyrants who enslave their subjects and lay heavy taxes on them and confiscate their property and enslave them. And that's what the word politics comes from the Greek word politikos. All right. And some of the good things that we're going to learn, part of it is in Isaiah and Hosea. Let me turn here to Isaiah. And I tell you, there's so much in the prophets, the Old Testament. Any of these fly-by-nighters that want to do away with the Old Testament, they better go back and come again. Somewhere they got upside down.
That's all what right. I want to do away with it.
Yeah, watch this in Nehemiah. When you break covenant with me, and I scatter you among the nations, if you then return to me and keep my commandments and do them, your dispersion may be to the farthest part of heaven. Thence I will gather them that bring them to the place which I have chosen, for now my name shall dwell there. All right, Isaiah. Let's hear your wonderful word here as you romance your divorced wife. I'm turning to Isaiah 54. Here it is, beginning at the fourth verse. He says, "Be not terrified because thou hast been exposed to shame," talking to his wife Israel, "nor blush because thou hast been reproached. For thou shalt forget the shame of ancient times and the reproach of thy widowhood. Thou shalt remember no more. For the Lord who is thy maker shall be called a God of Israel in the whole earth. The Lord hath not called thee as a wife forsaken and disconsolate, nor a wife that hath been hated from her youth. Thy God has said, I left thee for a little while, but with great mercy and compassion I will now compassionate thee. In brief wrath I turned my face from thee, but with everlasting kindness I will now have mercy on thee. The Lord who delivered thee has said, from the flood which was in Noah's time, this is my purpose, as I solemnly promised him at that time, that I would no more be angry with the earth on thine account, nor in rebuking thee overturn the mountains, and that thy hills should no more be moved. So my kindness for thee shall never, never fail, nor shall the covenant of thy peace ever be changed. For he said for thee, be appeased, O Lord, O thou afflicted and storm-beaten, and art thou not comforted? Behold, I am preparing for thee carbuncles for thy building stones, and sapphires for thy foundations, and for thy battlements I will lay jasper and crystal for thy gates, and for thy circumambient walls." I wish we still had that word in the English language. Circumambient means walls of God that totally surround you for 360 degrees.
Amen.
Precious stones. Now, those two words are going to tell you he's not describing some jewelry store, but he's using those precious terms to reach this point. And then he hesitates there and says, don't you know what I'm describing? Precious stones, even thy sons, all instructed of God.
Amen.
In other words, he used all these precious stone names to describe the beauty of his mature sons of God. And Romans 8:19 says, creation is groaning, not for better politicians, but for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And thy children in great prosperity and with righteousness thou shalt be rebuilded. Hallelujah. Abstain from injustice, and thou shalt not be affrighted, and as for terror, it shall never approach thee. And whatever weapon is formed against thee, I will not let it be prospered.
Oh, every,
hallelujah to the Lamb. Though every voice should rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt overcome them all, and in thee, and in the courtroom or trial, they shall be condemned. The accuser shall be condemned. There is an inheritance for them who serve the Lord. Therefore, you are to be just for me, saith the Lord.
Amen.
My, what a word. All right. Watch now. Watch this word that goes with that so beautifully. Right over here, I believe, past Daniel. Yes, down about the 14th verse of the second chapter, he listed the bad things they'd done. Now watch the romantic. Therefore, behold, I will cause her to wander, her is Israel, and order her to a wilderness, and speak to her heart, and thence I will give her for her possessions, even the valley of trouble. Is America in trouble or not? Yes, indeed. To open her understanding, and she shall be humbled there as in the days of her youth, even as in the days of her coming up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that she will call me my husband, and no more call me Balaams. I will indeed take away the names of the Balaams out of her mouth, and their names shall no more be mentioned. Hallelujah. Watch the rest of this chapter. Then he said, and in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beast, wild beast of the field, and the birds of the air, and the reptiles of the earth, and bow and sword in battle I'll crush out of the land. And I will settle thee securely and betroth thee to myself forever. I will indeed betroth thee to myself by righteousness and by judgment and by compassion and by tender mercies, and I will betroth thee to myself by fidelity or faithfulness, and thou shalt acknowledge the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day which you and I recognize as this day, saith the Lord, that I'll hearken to the heaven, and it'll hearken to the earth, and the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hearken to Jezreel, and I will plant her for myself in the land. That's another land beside Palestine, or he wouldn't talk about planting in another land. Nathan went to David and said, your people shall be plucked up from here and planted in another land. It shall be theirs forevermore.
Amen.
God bless America.
Yeah.
And love her who was not beloved, and to them who were not my people. When were they not his people? In the divorce, I will say, thou art my people, and they will say, thou the Lord art my God.
Amen. All this hellishness that's fermenting now and seems like it's gaining control, all it's doing is bringing us closer to the end of this and the beginning of what you just read.
I know three people that Jesus appeared to in bodily form recently. One of them left Dallas at the command of the Lord, went to Jonesboro, Arkansas, bought a home the same day. Went back, got a moving van, when he crossed from Texas into Arkansas, all of a sudden, there appeared Jesus seated beside him in the moving van, and he burst into tears, hit his brakes, shot it off on the shoulder. His wife was behind in the car. She drove up before she knew what happened, and she burst into tears, and there they were worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ in bodily form.
Amen.
And why did he appear that way? He's confirming their obedience. get out of the Metroplex where the tribulation will be the greatest.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And they were obedient.
Yes. And this thing of this old system dying, thank God, Yahweh, it is dying. And the everlasting covenants are coming into play now, and he will raise up the tabernacle of David again.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's marked right here. I got that marked in Amos 9th chapter. In that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen. It will not be a political government. I'll declare from heaven to hell. I will rebuild those parts of it which have fallen to decay and repair what has been demolished. I will indeed rebuild it as in the days of old, that the rest of mankind, the remainder of mankind, may seek the Lord, even all the nations who are called by my name, saith the Lord who doth all these things. I will indeed plant them in their own land, and they shall no more be rooted up from the land which I have given them, saith the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
What a word, brother. This tabernacle, these folks that think the political government is the answer, no, sir. If they try to confess that and pray the Lord's Prayer, they'll be double-minded. And James the Apostle said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and let him never, never think he'll receive anything from God. Hallelujah.
Thy kingdom come. The power of Yahweh's Spirit being poured upon us is preceded by that which seems to be the ultimate power of this evil system that now grips us.
Fred Gabler, Tulsa, passed away a few months ago. Fred Gabler was full of music, played piano and organ, and a native Texan and pastoring in Tulsa. And he got a song, Babylon, Babylon, down you come to the pit from whence you came. Zion, Zion, up you rise for joy instead of shame. Babylon, Babylon, there you stay, dead and buried, passed away. Zion, Zion, up you rise for joy instead of shame. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What a declaration Fred Gabler used to come out with. Amen.
All these people that are so distraught over the way things are happening today and want to run and hide, they're missing the very blessing that God has for us.
That's right.
Because His Spirit does not give us timidity or fear.
No. Instead of giving us timidity, He gave us love and joy and peace and a sound mind and power to go with it. Hallelujah. Listen, a prophetic word not too long ago came when an African demonstrator was leading a big march in Greenwood, Mississippi, probably 30,000 people, and they were bashing glass storefronts, and he had taken a vow to not leave till troops came from Washington, put the whole city in under martial law. We were in a meeting on Thursday night, 100 miles south of Greenwood in Jackson, and all of a sudden, I'm up on the podium, and the Spirit of God slew me. Our worship was ascending higher, every song we sung and every chorus, and the Spirit slew me flat on my back, and 12 angels appeared around me, and then a prophetic word came, and that man had taken a vow on the city square to stay there until it was under martial law. And then when the prophetic word came, here's what he said. This shall be a sign unto you that you are my chosen race, my royal priesthood, my holy nation, the people of my purpose to show forth my praises in all the earth. I will deliver the city of Greenwood, Mississippi, from the sons of perdition that march in her streets within 48 hours. 48 hours would have been Saturday night. 40 hours later at noon on Saturday, he was long gone and the battle was over. The mayor's name was Charles E. Sampson, He had the right name. I told 40 preachers in a seminar, he had the right name. All they needed was a jawbone and the holy anointing.
Amen.
He could have slain 1,000.
Frank, all don't you think that people miss the power of walking in Yahweh's word? They don't realize the power of our God.
Yes, yes. It's immeasurable. And listen, let me read this briefly. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 17 through 25. It's in here if you have a Septuagint. If you don't have, you soon will. Behold, the Lord of hosts is now. Now you remember him, Isaiah, getting caught forward and saw the birth of Jesus and his government on his shoulders 600 years before it happened.
Right.
All right, when I read this, you'll wonder, did he see America's plight right now? The Lord of hosts is now driving out and will utterly destroy men of rank, and he will take away thy robe and this gorgeous crown of thine and whirl thee into a large, immeasurable country, and there thou shalt die. And he will bring to disgrace thy splendid chariot and make the house of thy chief a public walkway, which means he'll be the butt of every man's joke. And when thou shalt be removed from thine office and station, it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant, two Hebrew words translates, Messiah, son of God. I will call my servant Messiah, son of God, and clothe him with thy robe, and this gorgeous crown of thine I will confirm to him, and I will commit to his hands this office of thine, and he shall be as a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and that's New Jerusalem. That's who's ruling over us now. And to them who dwell in Judah. And I will give him the glory of David, and he shall rule, and there shall be no antagonist. And on his shoulder I will lay the key of the house of David, and he will open, and none shall shut, and he will shut, and none shall open. And I will make him a ruler in a sure place, and he shall be a throne of glory for the house of his father. And on him will rely with every honorable man, with confidence, every honorable man in his father's house, from the least even to the greatest. On him they shall be dependent in that day. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the man who is now fixed in what he thinks is a sure place, or thinks he is, he shall be removed and taken away and shall fall, and the vain glory which is in him shall be utterly destroyed, for
Amen.
The Lord hath spoken it.
Amen.
That may Amen. Well be a prophecy. Right now, my wife, just before I came on with you, she found on the internet a big scandal is about to be uncovered that's going to shake the dweller of the White House unto without measure.
Amen.
And, listen to this brief, be brief. Here's a brief prophecy that came the 10th of August. Very brief. The voice said, the White House shall be emptied by the right hand of our covenant God who long ago declared war in the heavens.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't care how he does it, whether by election or by the scandals about to break forth. It'll be no later, they said, than Friday, that some of the leading papers will be carrying a tremendous scandal.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.